Sherlock, please. I beg of you. You can take over the interval.
Oh, I'm sorry, brother dear, but you made a promise. Nothing I can do to help.
But you don't understand the pain of it. The horror.
Come on, you'll have to go down. They want the story.
In a minute.
Really pleased, Mary. Have you set a date?
Well, we thought May.
Oh, spring wedding.
Yeah. Well, once we've actually got engaged.
Yeah.
We were interrupted last time.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait.
You will be there, Sherlock.
Weddings, not really my thing.
Hello, everyone. Hello,
Molly.
This is Tom. Tom, this is everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
It's really nice to meet you all.
Hi.
Wow. Yeah, hi. I'm John. Good to meet you.
Ready?
Ready.
Champagne?
Yes. Thanks.
Thank you.
Sit down, love.
Oh, thanks.
So,
is it serious, you say?
Yeah. What have you done?
Did you?
I'll say a word.
No, best not. I'm still waiting. Why did they try and kill me? If they knew you were onto them, why come after me? Put me in the bonfire.
I don't know. I don't like not knowing. I like the nicely embellished fictions on your blog, John. Real life is rarely so neat. I don't know who was behind all this, but I will find out, I promise you.
Don't pretend you're not enjoying this. Being back, being a hero again.
To be stupid.
You'd have to be an idiot not to see it. You love it.
Love what?
Being Sherlock Holmes?
I don't even know what that's supposed to mean.
Sherlock, you aren't going to tell me how you did it. How you jumped off that building and survived.
You know my methods, John. I am known to be indestructible.
No, but seriously. When you were dead, I went to your grave.
I should hope so.
I made a little speech. I actually spoke to you.
I know. I was there.
I asked you for one more miracle. I asked you to stop being dead.
I heard you.
Anyway,
time to go and be Sherlock Holmes.
Facing his biggest challenge, delivering his best man speech at John's wedding, Sherlock returns to BBC One on Sunday, that's the 5th of January, at 8:30.